What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Yeah, let's go. Bartender gal, I gotta have you. Let's go. We're sold out, and it's a lot to get fired up about tonight. We are at 64th Street Hy-Vee. This is just west of I-29. As if you're going to the airport, south to north, right there. Take the 64th Street exit to the west. Can't miss us. We're right here, and you can't miss us because we're fired up tonight. We got an awesome crowd that are with us tonight. A lot of our regulars. We've got people celebrating birthdays. Kent the Cake Packer from Savannah is celebrating his birthday tonight. We have the Chiefs Kingdom meteorologist from KQ2 is here tonight to give us the weather. All the geeks are here tonight on the table. Snowstorm Sandy, Fro-Man Geek, Caveman Bob. We've got everybody here that's here. And Weird Wolf and Weird Wife, and also Poofhead Geek and Snowstorm Sandy and Cindy Lou Who. So we've got them here. Hey, hey, Paula's here tonight. That's awesome. The Redcoaters are here tonight in force. And we've got them here from Florida. We've got them here from all over the globe. So it's awesome to have you here tonight. Later on in the show, we're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid. And then our special guest tonight, number 6, Brian Cook. Chief Safety will be with us tonight. And a very interesting discussion with BC, because tomorrow night, December the 3rd is the one-year anniversary from when he broke his ankle at Green Bay, which knocked him out of the rest of the season. He's worked so hard to get back. We will delve into that tonight because it's been a very interesting journey for him over the past 12 months. But there's a lot to discuss and talk about tonight because, first of all, the Kansas City Chiefs are in the playoffs. The Kansas City Chiefs were the first team to make the playoffs with 5 weeks to go and clinching in November since the 2009 Colts. In 55 years, there have only been 10 teams that have clinched playoff berths with five games to go. And the Chiefs, one of those 10, eight of the previous 10 made the Super Bowl. Four of those eight won the Super Bowl. So the Chiefs are in. That is huge. Also, history. The Chiefs have made the playoffs 10 consecutive years. That is huge. Why is that huge? It is second all-time in National Football League history, only behind the 11 straight years in the postseason the Patriots did. Boo. Boo, Patriots. Boo. Yeah, but now we're sitting at 10 in a row, which is pretty amazing. Let's just put this in perspective. This is the 65th year of the Kansas City Chiefs / Dallas Texans. In the first 55 years, the Chiefs went to the playoffs 18 times. We are now going 10 out of 10. That should put things into perspective for all of you. And then when you get a quarterback who makes the touchdown pass with like five people trying to put him in a blender, and he makes a perfect pass to Justin Watson for the all-time record breaker, he broke Len Dawson's record of touchdown passes in a career. So give it up for Patrick Mahomes. And when you do that, you're able to put the hammer down, baby. And speaking of hammers, Brian Cook will always bring the hammer. We'll see if Caveman Bob's hammer tonight can last because it's got 5 years of glue and other kind of stuff on it. But anyway, we'll see. So also, and I know there was some confusion with folks, the Chiefs now have won of games decided by one possession. They have won 14 consecutive games in games decided by one possession. That's an all-time National Football League record. Never happened before. That is huge. And so just amazing. And here we go with the whole point differential thing. Of the 61 teams, I believe, that have started 11-1, the Chiefs have the lowest point differential in NFL history of an 11-1 team. All right? That's fine. Let's go. Because it's time now this week to turn the page and attack this week, because this week we play the Chargers and we can wrap up the AFC West for a ninth consecutive year. All right? Everybody ready to do that? Let's do that. But tonight we will reveal the key to victory even before we talk to Andy Reid. Andy knows, because you'll see it at the end of the interview, those of you watching here at the Hy-Vee on 64th Street, because we all now know the key to victory is the stocking hat. Yes. From the Hallmark special, Touchdown Christmas, this stocking hat I found in Hy-Vee here at 64th Street. Is Paul here? There's a Paul. Is a Paul here? Anyway, we know that the magic beanie or stocking hat, depending what generation you're from, is the key to victory. Also, the key is Hy-Vee. We know how Hy-Vee is. You score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game and earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score. In this case, last time, 19. So, hey, every little bit helps, believe me. And you earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score, 19, based on the amount you spend, $19. If the Chiefs score, we know how this works. 42 points, you save 42 cents a gallon with any $42 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. Win or lose, or win or win. Everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. We've had kickoffs. We've had walk-off kickoffs. We've had block-offs. We've had muff snap offs. We've had toe offs. 7 of the 11 wins have been an off of some sort. So is off on, yes, off is on for the Chiefs Kingdom. When we come back, we're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Mahomes has a pass for the left side, and it's caught! Touchdown! Floating it up to Justin Watson! A 6-yard touchdown, and now Patrick Mahomes has set the all-time Kansas City Chiefs record, besting the late, great Lenny Dawson on a jump ball left side throw to Justin Watson.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom Show. Tonight we're at 64th Street Hy-Vee. It's on your way to the airport, just west of I-29, near the National Golf Course. A great location. It's just a beehive of activity, especially this time of year. And speaking of beehive of activity, and by the way, we'll have Brian Cook on with us here at the Hy-Vee on 64th Street later in the show. But beehive of activities, the NFL this time of year, and with us, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. And first of all, congratulations on your cameo in the Hallmark movie. That was awesome.
Yeah, well, great people. Huh? The Halls are tremendous family, and they're so Kansas City, and that's what's kind of neat about the whole thing. Hallmark and Kansas City go together, and have the Chiefs and them work together. It's kind of neat deal.
It was awesome. I want to ask you, though, the value of having 48 to 60 hours at this time of year for the team and everybody, the value of that right now.
Yeah, I mean, you could call it a mini bye. I think every little bit of time that you can give the players to recover, I think, is important at this time of the year. We had an early bye, so that, you know, that's gone by the wayside there, and we've moved on. And then we've got a great challenge the next 5 weeks here with the five teams that we play, and they're all real good teams, and none better than this one that we're playing this week here. So it's a good time to have a couple days off to regather ourselves.
And how much of it is a kind of rebooting or recalibrating mentally as much as it is physically?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I asked the players to step away from it, give them a couple days to recover mentally and physically, and try to get their mind off of something. That most of them had family here or had a chance to go see family and close by. And I think that's a positive. And then when they come back, let's come back ready to roll. So we'll get them back in here tomorrow.
How much self-scouting can you do on a mini bye like this as opposed to a full-fledged week off?
Yeah, well, you know, we do a pretty good job of that, just staying on top of it weekly now with the technology that you have. So, but it buys you a little bit of extra time to go through it and look at things, maybe at a slower pace than you normally do during the week. And so I think that's a positive. The coaches had some time to do that. In some areas, I think it'll help.
How much did the return of Pacheco and Omenihu make an impact in that game? And I'm mainly asking it moving forward to this Charger game.
I think it was great for those two to get in and get the snaps they got. They didn't get a ton of snaps, but they got enough to get their feet wet here again and kind of get back in the flow and the speed of the game. I think that's a positive moving forward. It's tough coming off those type of injuries and that first go around. So they'll be even better this week, you know, have an opportunity to be better at least.
And how much can we take for granted the fact that these guys, how much they have to do to get back? And I ask that because tomorrow's the anniversary of Brian Cook's ankle injury at Green Bay. He's going to be on with us after we talk to you. Of just the fight. And Omenihu told me, he goes, after 6 months, he goes, I didn't know, man. Then I pushed through it and got there. But what about these guys and what they have to do to get back from these different injuries they've got?
Yeah, well, some of it's their first time having a major injury. Other ones are coming back off of something they had prior to, or have had another type of injury, and that they've had to come back. So they know the tempo and the work level that you've got to put in. And it is tremendous. It's a tremendous amount of work. And it's stress mentally and physically that you put on yourself, because you want to be out there, and this is your job. And so these guys fight like crazy to get themselves back. And there's a fine line that our trainers have to work with, and our team docs have to work with, to make sure the guys don't overwork or don't underwork. And, you know, where is that line according to the injury that you have? And that's not an easy thing for anybody, but that workload that these guys put in, their drive, and it's crazy how they go about it.
And talking with Isaiah and Charles after the game, they were just both thrilled they could be back on the field, but it's been a grind. And that leads me to DJ Humphreys. I mean, when he had his injury a year ago, we're less than a year from that. Where do we need to be in realistic with what DJ can do and how quickly he can do it?
Yeah, sure. So we try to keep open communication with all these guys, and he's coming in new, and so he's getting a taste of that. He was cleared to play in practice, so by the doctors, which is a plus. But it's a matter of, it's more than that. You know, he practiced last week on a short week. We didn't have a whole lot of speed work that we did during that week, that short week. So this will be more of a normal schedule for us starting tomorrow. And I think it'll be a better indicator to see where he's at. Although he got good work on his own last week off on the side. So he did get some, you know, he got a little bit of an introduction to it. But let's see how he does with a couple days in a row. But, you know, medically, as long as he can go and he feels comfortable with it, we can always, you know, cross that as we go forward this week.
I guess just easy for all of us to take for granted just how hard it is to come back from these injuries. This Charger defense looks like they've gone to another level. I mean, what they pulled off yesterday against Atlanta, it was their fewest offensive output yards-wise and winning a game on the road since 1960. But that defense, where are these guys at that we're going to play on Sunday night?
Yeah, they've got a rugged defense, some rugged players on that side of the ball, and as they do on the offensive side. And they're well coached. And you know, they'll give you a variety of looks that you've got to be ready for. And they're going to play physical football.
Watching the rest of the league kind of have at it with this mini bye week, as you called it, just how crazy has this league become? How much have you seen it change in a quarter century over that now being a head coach? Because it's like watching the Olympic Games every week, and these games are just down to razor-thin margins.
Yeah, so I've been around long enough, as you have, to know that that's not the way it's always been. But the league has really worked hard at giving every city an opportunity to be successful. So you have this parity in the league right now that's ridiculous. And really, when they say any given Sunday, one team can win, that whoever didn't think they could win, they win. So you see it happen weekend after weekend, and that's what makes it so challenging and why we love doing it. It's you're gonna get good versus good every week, and it makes all the long hours that you put in worth it.
Well, and then the fact 10 years in a row of making the playoffs. Only one team in the history of the NFL has done it better with 11, and that was the Patriots. So based on what you said, the difficulty in doing that and the sense of accomplishment in doing that for a decade.
Yeah. You never take that for granted. First of all, it's when you hear coaches talk about one game at a time, I mean, that's the name of this thing. And I'm proud of our guys and how they go about their business and work hard. And we've had, you know, a couple different people get banged up, and new guys stepped in the locker room, accepted them, and on both sides of the ball, and on special teams too. So I appreciate that part. But again, you know, you've got five games left here. You're working down the last quarter of the season. And so you still got to work to get better every week. That's the challenge for all of us. And we're playing some good football teams.
But to be, I think of Jim Harbaugh here. He's trying to build a program. You've built a program. You've built two programs with what you did in Philadelphia at historic levels. Just how comprehensive of putting a foundation, putting up red iron, and then able to handle every situation because of the infrastructure you have. How important is that, and how difficult is it to build it?
Yeah, listen, I've been blessed to work for two good owners. I've been blessed to have good coaches and front office people. I mean, it's Mark Donovan, who doesn't get a whole lot of credit for the wins and losses, but he's or at least for the wins, he probably gets more for the losses than he does the wins. So, but he does a phenomenal job for us and helps make our job easier, as Clark does and the Hunt family. So, allows Brett and I to get in and dig in and do what we do. It allows the coaches to have good players to coach and so on. So that it's a joint effort, and I've been lucky to be a part of that. And then, you know, we have these players that are good guys, but they're also really good football players, and so we're lucky to have that too.
Okay, we're going to let you go. We got the hat, right? Everybody's got that to put on, so to get ready for the Chargers. But thanks for being with us tonight.
All right. How are those redheads out there?
They're out here, and they got their stocking hats, too. Head coach Andy Reid. We come back. Brian Cook will join us. Again, another example of a guy coming back from injuries and an amazing job. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Finds Kelsey at the 20, flips it off to P. Ryan, first down at the 15, and out of bounds on the angle at the 12. Travis Kelsey with the option pass, bringing it into the NFL for 15 yards. He would have been stopped short of a first down. In the blink of an eye, Kelsey acts like it's practice.
Welcome back, everybody. We're at the Hy-Vee on 64th Street, just west of I-29. If you're going to the airport south to north, that's where we're at. You can find us not far from the National and the National 2. We'll wedge you in here. We got a huge crowd tonight, but we are really blessed tonight as we get ready for a gigantic game against the Chargers a week from last night, because we have a treat. And please welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Safety, number 6, Brian Cook.
What's going on? How you doing?
It is so good, my brother, to have you here.
Appreciate it, man. Glad to be here.
It is awesome because tonight we're celebrating in a way. There's a lot to celebrate. We're going to the playoffs 10 straight time. That's second in NFL history. But I told you what we're celebrating tonight, it was 1 week ago tomorrow night. 1 week ago tomorrow night was the Green Bay game.
Oh. Talk.
We're celebrating.
Dog, bro.
No, you're back.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, I did.
That's crazy.
That's it. That's what
you're
I'm doing.
You're doing your homework. I like it. All right. Come on.
But that's where we're at.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing, because we're going to get into that a little bit later. But this is an amazing guy, part of that amazing 22 class. I said all of you would work for him. You would hire every one of them. I just, the first day I met these cats, I was like, oh, my gosh, what a great group. But and this guy, obviously, part of that group. 7-0 in the playoffs, by the way, with two Super Bowl rings. That's not bad. But let's just get into this season so far. What a crazy season. 11-1, winning every way possible. Just your thoughts of walking through this thing.
Like, for me personally, it's more just seeing us get it done. You know, it wasn't the prettiest, as you all, you know, watching. But for us, you know, we take very much pride in what we do day in and day out. So, but as far as our games, getting the job done, you know, whether it was ugly or a misplay here or a good play here, you know what I'm saying? We got the job done in the day. So it's always a positive with that. And then the most exciting part for me is, like, we still haven't played our best brand of football. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's where the more – yeah, yeah, give it up, give it up. I don't feel like we played our best brand of football. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited to see as we continue getting now until farther into the season that we can start clicking together as a defense, as an offense, and special teams especially. And just find a way to get everybody on the same board and moving in the right direction.
But to win these close games, everybody's like, man, they're just mystified how we can pull all these games out. But how much of this is belief? And I know that sounds cliche, but knowing you guys, everybody says there is never any panic. So we talk about the offensive huddle, but with you defensive guys, so the Raiders are driving, all right? But what about the sense of we're going to try to figure out a way to do this somehow?
I guess
the mental framework, the mental maturity of this team, which I think is very high.
I just, like you said, belief. Like, yeah, believe you can get it done. You know what I'm saying? Whether everybody's rooting against you or not, like, you have an opportunity. And then the most beautiful part is we've seen ourselves do it time and time again. So that belief is also comes confidence. You know what I'm saying? So if you see yourself do it multiple times, which one more time? You know what I'm saying? And then as far as this season, like, we're showing time and time again, like, okay, we're figuring out a way. We got to build off of that, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we still haven't played our best football. I think that's what really drives us, because we know that it's another notch to the intensity and to the level we can play at.
The fact that you have to work together, let's just take the secondary. I said it's almost like being in a quartet or a singing group where you have to, you got to know your parts and have harmonics. How much of that?
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Sink of Truth podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Sink of Truth podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And particularly over these last several weeks where teams have been able to get some big plays, but just dealing with working together on the back end especially.
Yeah, I mean, we all were one part of a body, you know what I'm saying, as a DB, whether you're a corner, nickel, safety, and even we go down, it's not a safety in there. So just all of us moving on the same accord and communicating, that's probably the biggest thing, you know what I'm saying? The better we communicate, the faster we'll play, the less we're thinking, we're able to jump on, make more plays as far as when this time is called, you know what I'm saying? And I think at times for us as individuals, we might have got caught not communicating properly here. We might have got this person doing this. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I say when I say, like, as far as us not playing our best brand of football, that's what I'm talking about. Those are small details. But by us continue to grow and continue to mature, like you said before, we're seeing that we're able to get it done. And it is very scary to watch when you see everything moving accordingly. So to answer your question, we all want part of, you know, the body as far as the DB room. So whether he misses a play, we all won, and we got to move like that.
Again, Brian Cook is our guest tonight. Incredible start to his National Football League career. And again, the class of 22 is undefeated in the playoffs, amazingly 7-0, and the team this year 11-1. How big was it to get Omenihu back and to get him in there to help create some pressure and his ability to play inside and outside, and how much that helps you guys?
Oh, I mean, it was tremendous. You know what I'm saying? Seeing able for him, I think the biggest thing for me personally first was more that he's confident in the movement. You know what I'm saying? Coming off the injury like that, like, you got to be confident in what you're doing. And with you being a bigger guy, too, like, that's a lot more weight you're trying to put on your knees. So for him to go in there with the confidence that he have and be able to play fast for us is more exciting.
And then you working directly with Justin Reed, mm-hmm. or Tamari for nickel.
Yeah.
So let's take the communication even down even further to the guys that are closest to you on the field, proximity wise.
Yeah. So you just say what you're trying to say
of working with those guys.
Yeah.
Let me preface it this way: this is a difficult defense that you.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. I mean,
sure.
this is Calc 3, right? This isn't beginning ninth grade math at North Hamilton High School or whatever, and the fact that it's so complicated, and the fact that you have to work. I mean, how does that work with you guys being, especially with the safeties?
I mean, yeah, first, you know, Nick is the heartbeat of the team. You know, obviously he has the play call, so we had to get the play call from him as fast as possible. And then when we get that done, it's more relaying to see formation with the lining up in. And based on what they're lining up in is basically what my call is going to be for not only Nick, but also, like you said, the nickel, which is Chamara in our corner. Could be Josh, you know what I'm saying? Could be Keith Taylor as well. All I got Trent over there is, you know, the same thing. So communicate with them first. So hitting my nickel, hitting my corner, and then going to my safety to see how we're going to play this as far as, like, when they're motioning. So if they motion, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? If I'm working with you or not. If they're not motioning, this is what we're going to. And sometimes, you know, everybody can be locked in their own job. So you're trying to make sure everybody's on the same accord. Like, hey, if this guy motions, we're going here. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes where he might motion, they're looking back. I don't want you to look back to see, I'll give you the call before he motions. You know what I'm saying? So now you're playing faster than what they anticipated, because I'll give you the answer before they motion. You know what I'm saying? So I think on my part, finding the ways that I can really see the tendencies. And as soon as he motioned, I gave him his call, I gave him his call, the safety know what I'm doing, now I can just play. You know what I'm saying? So it goes, I guess you could say, what's that, the Nick for me, so that's one, me back to Nick, so that's two, and then me to Chamari, me to the not the corner, so that's what, four?
Yeah.
And then Jay Reed is five, you know what I'm saying? And then if they motion again, I might talk to somebody else, especially if, like, we need a different coverage, now I'm working with a corner coming over, so now I got to talk to him as well. And it can be treacherous, because, like, this guy can motion now. Tomorrow's rules is totally different than what it was before. You know what I'm saying? So making sure everyone is important. It is a lot, but when you see it all motioning and going together, it is a beautiful thing. But I think the thinking part, like you said before, is a lot of football, as you can say. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, we're built for it. We've shown that numerous of times. So I'm excited. I love what, you know, how we're starting to look and starting to gel together, and how all of us, as far as, like, it's just on the same accord, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we're all on the same accord, moving towards the same goal. So that's probably the most part. But communication is definitely a lot from play. And that's every play. Don't get it twisted. Like, I might have 79 plays, and every 79 plays, I had to do that. So when y'all watching for 3 hours, I'm thinking.
And you're doing all this at the span of 20 seconds?
No, it's less than that.
Oh,
yeah,
dude,
it's less than that. It's maybe you might
crazy.
Get all through you have communication in 15 seconds. Yeah, if you're lucky.
Because
the offense could be going fast.
Easier home or road?
For defense,
yeah.
It's a lot harder at home. But I love it, though, because y'all just, you know, y'all pumped up, so it's giving us more energy, too. A way we can kind of hear each other, so it's a little different. But I think, you know, at home, that's when energy is flowing. So communication as far as signals would be big for us.
Okay. We had fun with Bolt. because Bolt makes the call, and Bolt was on a show, and we said that kind of that whole thing came up, like, hey, we're trying to get false starts on the Chargers, but it's you guys are dealing with the noise too.
Yeah.
For full sure. Disclosure. Ever not had the call and like, I hope I know.
Sometimes that might happen. You know, you might get it late. You might
happen.
Yeah, because you got to think about it. Like, everybody, it's 11 of us on the field. So if it's going fast, bro, and everybody get on the same page, that's beautiful. But let's say this man doesn't, I got to get him his call as fast as possible. It might happen post-snap. It might happen as you snap the ball. Hey, you're playing this. And they go to it. It might not look like he knew he was doing it originally, but the end goal is the same.
Verbal or nonverbal?
Both.
You get a nonverbal call. Like, you got tug my shoulder, whatever. Like, that means.
No, something. I'll give him signals.
Okay.
Yeah, so we signaling. It's like our own language within the DB group, and as well as the linebackers as well.
Remember Bolt had to make the call, and it was loud? They got as loud in here as they could. Y'all over there by the bar need to do this too because it's getting red and real. We're going to see it on the other side. Let's say, let's go Brenda. You're going to try to give some words to BC and see if he can hear it, okay? All right, but everybody else has to get as loud as they possibly can. Brian Cook is playing safety. Brenda, you're Bolt, but everybody else has got to be crazy loud. So on three, two, one, go!
The first touchdown.
Did you get it?
First touchdown.
Is that right? Did he get it? What did you say?
Your first touchdown? That's what you said? Yeah, the Germany game.
Look at this. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, I got you.
That's
I got
why
you.
He's so smart.
Yeah.
He just picked off Justin Herbert, right, for only like the second time this year. He's only been had like one pick.
Yeah, about it.
That's got to change. So anyway, Brian Cook is with us tonight. It's just awesome to see how this defense has grown and how you guys have grown and how you've grown as a pro.
Mm-hmm.
What are the biggest things you've learned? Because you have covered a lot of life, my friend.
Yeah, in the first three years in the league.
What have you learned the most at being successful in this league?
Patience. I'd say that's the most one that is more powerful than we think, because it takes a certain type of confidence. It takes a certain type of belief, not just in yourself but in a higher power, to be able to be patient in times where it might not be going your way. As well as in times it is going your way, you know what I'm saying? Because you have to be patient, understanding too, when it is going your way, hey, these are for moments. I enjoy this moment. You got to still prepare for the next storm because it's going to come regardless, you know what I'm saying? So patience is probably the biggest thing. I do have a daughter as well, so learning patience for her is a whole different thing as well. So
we're getting into that there, girl, dad.
Yeah,
we're going to jump right into that.
I would probably say patience, man. And also patience with yourself, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of times in life we get caught up in like the mundane of day-to-day. And you can forget this or forget that, and you're just like, oh, it's the end of the world. In reality, you're human. We're all human. So, like, the fact that you have flaws and the fact that you have a mistake here and there doesn't make you any different than anybody else. You know what I'm saying? You're just a human. So I think that just having patience with yourself, understanding, like, okay, cool, and then you learn from your mistakes and move forward, that's the ultimate goal. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to – it's hard to get – it's not hard. It's impossible to reach as far as, like, pureness in this lifetime. You know what I'm saying? That's obviously with the great higher power, but – for yourself as humans, understanding that, hey, I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to have something not go my way. Can be patient and knowing that, okay, I'll get through it. And how I get through it. And being patient with that plan, too. Because you have a plan like, okay, it's not going right. Okay, it's not going right now, but it ain't supposed to go right now. It's supposed to go right in another 20 minutes. You got to give it time. You know what I'm saying? Even you're cooking Thanksgiving. It took time to prep the food. Take time with yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Take time in your every day. And then you'll see like how much your worries isn't really, you know, existent.
So it was 1 year ago tomorrow night.
That's crazy, bro. I'm glad you brought it up. Well, I didn't even think about it.
Well, I did.
Wow.
And the fact that we have something in common, it's the only game I missed in 31 seasons. Same day.
I ain't going to blame on you.
No. I remember watching it. I'm sitting there, you know, I'm in some suspended state. It was weird. But I saw you go down. I remember praying for you. And my wife's here tonight. We were watching it. But the year that you have had, and the franchise did a terrific feature on Brian.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No, it was awesome. And it got you jumped in. We saw his soul.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
We saw his heart. But just the journey it has been in 1 year to get to this point to do what you're doing, and how tough it has been.
I mean, like I said before, like, go back to being patient. You know what I'm saying? Understanding that when the news broke to me, as far as the deadline or the duration of how long the injury should take, and they get that out, but that's a whole different story. And then understanding too, every day won't feel like you're good, you're progressing. You know, there's been days where I didn't work hard on my ankle and I didn't got a little flexion, I got a little mobility. The next day, it's back to square one. You know what I'm saying? I didn't put months and months into it, and it can be frustrating. But I think just over time, like you said, had that belief and that faith continue to get forward. And I think also what drives me too is that I had something very similar happen to me in college. So it wasn't like I was foreign to it. It was more just like, I don't want to do this again. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But during that time, like I did a lot more life, that I would say. So it gave me a chance to step away from football for a little bit. Obviously, I love the game, but it showed me too what's more important that lives outside of me having the shoulder pads. Eventually, my body will give up on me. You know what I'm saying? So during that time, during the off season, I got married. I had a kid. Yeah, you can clap if you want. I had a kid. Yeah.
We're getting into this after the break.
She wanted to, but she, go ahead.
No, we're getting into more in the break.
But yeah, so I had a kid, got married, and then, you know, I think we bought a house, got a real house. So, like, seeing myself, you know, do the things that I dreamed as a kid, and that little span of, what, 7 months?
Wow.
It was a lot, but it was a lot of blessings that go into it. But with that being said, too, a lot of responsibility, understanding, too, like, I'm a different man now. I have to be. I have to carry myself a certain way. You know, for the benefit, not just myself, but I have someone to protect and to provide. So, day in, day out, you just try to do your best. And then that energy carried over to the game. So, you just want to the point you can play free. I think now, like, obviously, with me playing it with me in life, life is kind of like, okay, I got that kind of figured out. The game is more just like, okay, how do I get back to being me? You know what I'm saying? Because when that stuff happens, it is traumatic a little bit because you're wondering how can you get back to that type of energy, the type of tenacity. And not be as afraid to just hit that misstep or do anything like that, and play the game how you're supposed to play the game. And sometimes your step backs can be the ones that kind of like trick you into thinking you can't do it. But in our reality, who I am, you know what I'm saying? So I can go out there and just play the game. So I think that's showing me as well the whole season. And then he's going to carry this energy into the rest of the season, to the postseason, you know what I'm saying, see where it goes. But patience is probably the biggest thing I've learned this offseason with everything going on. And then accepting my job and my responsibility as a man for my family and for ones I love.
He is a champion in more ways than one. And we're going to jump back in of the humans who helped him get to this spot 1 year later. Brian Cook is our guest tonight, number 6, safety of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll be back with more from BC after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Handed off, Pacheco off tackle, 40-yard line, 35, 30-yard line, 25 up the boundary, and the Pacheco is back, pops for 31 yards. He's just off injured reserve after having that injury in week 2.
We're back at the 64th Street Hy-Vee. Again, just east of west of I-29, if you're going south to north toward the airport. Great crew of folks here tonight. We've got the Geeks, the Redcoaters. Wendy is here. Wendy is here tonight. The Chiefs Kingdom Lamb from way back. Oh, my gosh. We got all kinds of folks here tonight from our past. So, anyway, it's great to have you all here tonight. And a reminder that during the holidays, and we've done this, and it's really awesome, this Kingdom Bundle is really cool that they've got at Hy-Vee. During the holiday season, especially, just $30, the Kingdom Meat Bundle includes 4 burgers, 4 pork chops, 4 brats, and 4 chicken breasts. It's all just $30 at a participating Hy-Vee, and you can score a 10-cent fuel saver with each Kingdom Bundle purchase. Great for the holidays. A lot of you will be entertaining during the holidays. So that is the Kingdom Bundle from Hy-Vee. And, of course, Justin Reed's special sandwich from Zarda and Hy-Vee. Justin, one of the parts of the DB room. Okay, Brian Cook is back with us for just a few more minutes.
Yo, there you go.
You and I got a lot in common, more than you know. Because one of the other things we have in common is we both married Division I college basketball players.
Hey, now. Yeah. Look
and
at
she's
you.
She's right over here.
Hey. Yeah.
So, Jayla, right?
Mm-hmm.
One-on-one. Ever beat her?
What's the rules?
Not cheating.
No, I'm saying, like, is it all perimeter or can I go to the cup?
We're going to, that ain't even fair. So, all perimeter. You ain't got a chance.
She
got
to shoot over me, so I don't know. I might.
For three and one. It's a four-point play.
She got a clip on her, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. She can shoot, dog. I'm still something myself, though. Just for the fun of it.
Oh, come on. So we'll get Jaylon some week, right, for equal. but she played for the Howard Bison. And then she played
Bison.
Bison. Mm-hmm. You don't say Bison because North Dakota State says Bison. So when is it Bison or is it Bison?
It's an S in there.
I know, but you say it. If you talk North Dakota State, they go Bison.
I got it. Yeah, that's crazy.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah,
no. It's like Xavier.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is crazy. But just what she has meant to you, and especially in this last year, the fact that helping you through those moments you just talked about before
mm-hmm.
the break,
mm-hmm.
what does she mean to you, and how much have you grown together because you got married this summer?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
June the 8th.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'd
have crashed the wedding if, you know.
Nah, yeah, she's everything to me, you know. I think she's better than me in a lot of different ways. And as a man going through this thing called life, you know, you need someone to help you see yourself, you know, see what you can improve on, see what you're doing well at, because not everybody has your same interests, you know what I'm saying? I think the most beautiful part about relationship is that we start off as best friends, like true best friends in college, you know what I'm saying? So I got to see her be her authentic self with nothing like, hey, we're not dating, we're not doing anything, we're just being, you know, completely friends. And seeing how she moved, I think that's what drove me to, you know, obviously be with her and connect with her later on in life. But through that time, as far as, like, the injury, like, she was also pregnant, too. So, like, no offense, but she's going through her hormones as far as, like, being pregnant.
Oh, there's a few people here that can relate.
Yeah. So yeah. She's going through that. I'm, you know, I'm injured. So we're both at, like, this, like, our element, if that makes sense. Because I've been hurt in league, but that's a whole different thing. And she's being pregnant. So, like, those are two things we're not, like, in our, like, her element. Me playing and being an element and her just being herself is fine. But when she... I could tell when she got pregnant, it was a little different. But, yeah. I love her, though. But I think seeing that from her, too, and being with her every day, it showed me her true, authentic self and now stepping into motherhood. So seeing the strength that she showed going through all that, you know what I'm saying, for those 9 months, it's ridiculous to think about as a man. Like, it's like, bro, like, I don't know if I could do that. You know what I'm saying? So I tip my cup off to her, you know, as much as I can. And then get to the point when she pushed JC out. Like, it was just like, it was just a real moment for me to see the true strength and the true power of a woman. You know what I'm saying? It definitely opened my eyes. And then those are just her being herself. You know what I'm saying? And then as far as her helping me, she watches me, man. Like, she knows what I need before I ask for it. She knows what I'm going to say before I say it. Like, there's nothing else on earth that I feel like is as pure relationship I have with her, you know what I'm saying? And for me as a man, like, it's something I can go home to, you know what I'm saying? And it just, I don't keep saying, I know I'm saying a lot, but it's hard to explain how it feels because you have to see it. You have to see us interact. And I think that would be like, oh, okay, this makes sense. But for me, it just, I feel at home when I'm with her. I guess you can say that. To someone I love, she's my home.
And you're blessed.
Hell yeah.
You're blessed. So are these arguments you had in the Howard cafeteria were just the precursor to kind of get you guys through this. We're going to let BC go. But he's got his little girl. He's a girl dad, too.
Yeah.
You liking it?
I'm loving it, bro. Yeah. I'm loving it. Yeah,
change any diapers?
Yeah, of course. I change all the diapers.
The bad ones? Or are you just the
I had the bad ones. Not the bad ones. Like
the Def, you know, DEFCON 6 ones?
Did you see the one? No. You mean personal? Did you see the one, like, right after they're born? Like, oh, that, wiping that off?
Yeah, we're talking.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. So I did all that. You know, she's laying there. So I'm like, I got it. When I opened, I was like, oh, bro. Like,
covering Ladd McConkey ain't any harder than that.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you that. We're going to let you go, but before we do, you know how this works. What hammer do you want to use? You got this, any one of these three hammers?
I'm going to go.
You
want
that big
Thor,
boy?
Yeah,
okay.
Thor.
It is time It is time to go beat the Chargers on Sunday night. It is time for Brian Cook and the rest of the kingdom to put the hammer down. Man down.
Hammer down. I'm so glad I got the toy, not the real one, bro. That would have been bad. That would have been terrible. Let me see that. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
No, it's Caveman Bob. There's no glue strong enough.
Man?
I don't know, man. Caveman Bob, we'll be back to wrap it up. Give it up for Brian Cook as he goes into the night. Back after
thank
this.
You, thank you, listen. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
32-yard attempt from the near hash by Matthew Wright. He's hit from 25. He's hit from 42. He's hit from 35. This would be for 32 to regain the lead, and Matthew Wright gets it. And the Chiefs lead 19-17.
Matthew Wright, the replacement kicker. The replacement kicker for the replacement kicker with a replacement kick of 32 yards, and the Chiefs win 19-17. I said this many times before, and it's not hyperbole. This is the best group of human beings of our team in my 31 years, and I don't want to cast aspersions on the past. You just saw it again. Brian Cook is an amazing human being, not just a really good football player. So thank you, Brian, for being here tonight and being such an awesome part of our team and just blessed with his wife and that little baby girl. That's awesome. We also know this week is the Chargers. It's the Chargers, right? They just won a game yesterday with their lowest offensive output on the road since 1960, their very first road win. But they have a nasty defense coming to town and a whole lot more. We also know that we know the key to victory. The hat. Yes, the hat. The official hat of Paul. We know that will carry us to victory, and we can win the AFC West for a ninth consecutive year. Thanks for coming out here, everybody. Next week, we will be in Lenexa, and we'll be back with that on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.